This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Leize ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger, that's all.
The boy that clicks with that, according to the Rabbah who says, and it is a low circle, includes Isahar Malhenen, it stays on Dam, low circle, and still Dam is Mutter Bahamah, that's a question. So answer is, because the Torah says, Allah is Tishmachan Kamayim. So like Mayim is Mutter Bahamah, so Dam is also Mutter Bahamah. That's what we're holding on, that's not better. Who tells you that the comparison to Mayim? So that's Mutabahan Mayim. Maybe the comparison is for some other purpose. Sometimes water is also Bahamayim. When they pour, and Nisha Hamayim before Ali Bizarre, it's also Bahamayim. Who tells you that's what the Torah means, that the Mayim is born on the ground, which is Mutabahan Mayim? Maybe the blood is also Bahamayim, like Mayim, which is poured from Ali Bizarre. And so they can Malay also Nami Nisuch, because.
When water is poured before Avedezor, it's not called Nishpach, it's called Nisuch. The sieve, Yish to Yein Nisicha, the wine of pouring. They drink the wine of pouring before Avedezor. So we see, it's not Yishpach, it's when you pour it out to get rid of it. What Nisuch is when it's poured for a purpose. And therefore, when it's poured for Avedezor, it's called Nisuch. So therefore, the Torah doesn't compare Dam to water of it is other, and compares down to ordinary water that's poured out to get rid of. That's why it's mutabana. The chiski who says that every expression of achila means only achila, unless it says lo ye achel. So the mahilchas of ishki is down in mind. For what purpose did the Torah have to compare down to mine? To make it mutabana when not necessary. Because it's mutabanoi anyhow. It's lo sochlano. According to Chizkiah, that doesn't mean isa hanoi. So why do I need a hekish to compare dam with mine? And furthermore, I need it like a rechia bar av. The only rechia bar av is, Omer Rabbi Yechonim in Nayim, the dam koshim shena machshim. How do I know the dam when he shafts korbonos? That the dam, if it touches food, it not machshir the food to be kabel tumen. Although other dam would be machshe, like mayim is machshe, if it touches pears, but dam koshim, vishas koshim, the dam is not machshe. Shenema lo sochlenu, alohos tishpechenu kamayim. So when do you say that dam is compared to mayim, dam shenishpech, kamayim, when dam is poured out like water, it means it doesn't have any purpose, you pour it out freely like water, then it's like mayim. It's mafsha like mayim. It's mafsha. Shenin yishpich ya mayim, but dam, that the shef to korban, you don't pour the dam out for nothing. You need the dam in the keli to be mekabel, to be zerik on the mizbeach. So that dam is not poured out like water. Therefore, it's not compared to water, and it's not mafsha like kabel to in a mafsha. Say that inside. And he cuts off a piece of meat from a living behemoth that's called Eber Menachai. Yechsiv lo soichal ha-nefesh im ha-bosor. That's the mokya, where the nefesh, the life, is together with the meat, is osor. Now, that's the case. It should be also Bahanoi according to Rabbi Abahu, because it says Lo Yisrael. So every Menachai should be also Bahanoi, not only Bahachila. It should be also, let's say, to give away as a gift to a goy, but you give a goy a gift of a piece of meat, even though it's Tefa meat, you can't eat, but he's grateful to you. And that gratitude is Hanoi. So you shouldn't be able to give Eber Menachai to a goy if it's also Ba'anoya. Again, it said, Lo Yisoichal HaNefesh Im HaBosor. You shouldn't eat the meat when the life is together with the meat. That means Eber Menachai. According to Rav Abahu, Lo Yisoichal means it's also Ba'anoya. So it should be also to give a goy a piece of Eber Menachai because he has Ba'anoya, because he's grateful to you. Tanya Babylon the Baraisa Rabbi Noson Name Nine, for where do we know? Shalo Yoshit Odom Kosyayin Anosa. You shouldn't stretch out, hand a cup of wine to Anosa. By handing him a cup of wine, you are giving him an opportunity to do Avera. That's awesome. Also, the Avim and Achayim Nenea. Because even Gentiles are also to eat Avim and Achayim, not only Jews. So how long you cannot give Avim and Achayim to a goy? Because it's also him to eat it. Talmud Leimel, if Naiv Elosit and Michel, you shouldn't put a stumbling block before a blind man. And any kind of making a person have a sin available to do, you're making it available to him, is called the Naiv Elosit and Michel. So you cannot hand something that's usher to somebody to eat. You can't hand them a sight. If you're in a store, and somebody, if you're working in a place, and a man says, go to the store and bring me a trefa sandwich. It's usher to do it. You bring a trefa sandwich to him. So you're causing him to do an avera with neighbor to sit in the mitzvah. So it seems only to a goy it's also to hand Avim and Achai, because a goy is also to eat it. It seems holy clogging show, but to throw it to the dogs, it would be mutar. Although when you feed a dog, it's also a hanoya. You feed a dog is a hanoya. Even if you feed a strange dog, you have a certain pleasure. You're doing something that you like to do. You're feeding a dog. So it seems it's mutar to give Avim and Achai to a dog. Only to a goy it's also. But with an evil osit and mirshol. But the fact that the goy is grateful to you, that's not the isa. It's not also about goy. Therefore it's mutar to give it to a dog. So we see that Avim and Achai is mutar behanoe. But according to Rabbi Abohu, the expression voisreichal should include isa hanoe. Say that. No, we're going to learn the top tesis. The top tesis. Eben min achayim nei neach. The tesis tema. Kiven the eben min achayim shall nochim. Since it's talking about eben min achayim belongs to a goy. Kidom bepelakam the besukta bezora. How do I know? Maybe Tony. It says lo yoshit. You shouldn't hand it to him. Lo Tony, we didn't learn lo yit and you shouldn't give. It seems it's his, but even to take his own and pick it up and give it to him, that belongs to him, it's also awesome. Let's say, if a man has a trefa sandwich, that's you, has a trefa sandwich, and he says, hand me this sandwich. You say, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom, I have to say. You can't pick it up and give it to him, even though it's his own. And here, talking about what belongs to the goy, why? Because it says lo yishin, it doesn't say lo yitin. So if that's the case, it belongs to the goy. So heche daik, how can the more bring a proof from here? The shore banoya, it would be muta banoya, if not because of neither. What hanoya do you have? You're giving him his own. You're not having an hanoya if you give him his own. If you give yours, you're having hanoya. You're handing him his own. You're not having an hanoya. So why can the more bring a proof from here? That is muta b'hanoe again. The way we learn in our Gemara, he's giving his own Eve Menachai to a goy. Now that's already hanoe because the goy is grateful to him. And it would be muta not because of Lifnei either. Otherwise, it would be muta. So he says muta b'hanoe, that's more his kasha. So you can throw it to a dog, muta b'hanoe, it's a kasha. But Tesha says, it's not his, it belongs to the goy. It doesn't say lo yitin, lo yishin. It belongs to the goy. What proof do you have that's muta b'hanoe? Say the kashin aside. The Shlomo Tesis answer. A Tesis is going to tell us as follows. Even though it's not yours, it belongs to the goy, but when you're handing it to the goy, he's grateful to you. That's a hanoe too. Yes, Shlomo. The kiven, the besocha, for you also, the holy sheet, for pay. I see you're a waiter. You're handing people food that's not yours. So for pay, it would be also to hand him something, if it's also b'hanoya. But you're getting paid for it. The mishtaker, Yisurah Hanoyah, because you're getting pay from Yisurah Hanoyah. That's a chiddush of Tesis. Tesis is telling us, even though you're not having Hanoyah from the thing itself, you're getting paid for the work of handing this thing to somebody. Still, that's also called Yisurah Hanoyah. Again, Mishtakya, Yisurah Hanoyah, to make profit from Yisurah Hanoyah, like working and handing it, is also called Hanoyah. So, therefore, Afal Gav David, did the Eved's Chomet, even though if you did it, a man, let's say, handed, if it was a waiter, and handed a goy something that's also Bahanoyah. Not every man, handed something that's really also Bahanoyah. They say, handed a goy Yayin Nessa, real Yayin Nessa. And the goy paid him for it. So he did an Avera. Still, the money is mutar. But David, Mishtaka, Misura Hanoyah, the pay is mutar. Ki the mashme, the perek basa, the misura verizor. We call mokim, also lachat chile. It's also to take such a job, to hand a goy yayin esach. Now, obechinam nami also. But even for nothing, it's also also to hand it to a goy. If it's also bahanoyah. The mash and mazik lo'akim toivah, this that the goy is grateful to him for handing it to him. Choshib is considered kimishtaka, as if he had some pay. That's your pay. His gratitude for handing this up pay. So therefore, even though the Eved Melech Chai belongs to a goy, had it been also ba'anoy, it would be also to hand it to him. And still we see from our Gemara, the only reason also to hand it to him is because of, it's also him living his living mirshal. Eating something is also. But outside of that, it wouldn't be also to hand it to him. So we say, Eved Melech Chai is muta ba'anoy. Say that. Jesus now told us the Chiddush, that even if you're giving a goy what belongs to him, if it's a thing that's also ba'anoy, you cannot do it because he's grateful to you. That's anoy. For Jesus, oh, the Amah, the Sof Elimitzias, Gabi. The din is, if you see even an animal of a goy that's loaded down and the animal is falling under the load, it's a mitzvah for Tzal Balei Chayim to go and unload the animal. But says, Imhoyo Tuna Yayin Nesach, if it's loaded with Yayin Nesach, Ezoko, you don't have to bother. If the animal is loaded with Yayin Nesach, even though it's staggering under this load, you don't have to bother. That's what it says. Now, the Ama, Tzal Balei Chayim D'Araisi, Simo asks, if Tzal Balei Chayim, the distress of an animal under its heavy load, is it deemed a ha'isa, amai ein zoka glo? Why shouldn't you have to bother? Who cares if it's Yayin Nesach? It's staggering under the load. It has Tzal. If the Tzal of living things is a ha'isa, you might ask, why shouldn't you bother to help the animal? That's more discussion. I'll take the steps here. The afal pi, afal gab, the choshib kim is taka bistur ha'noye, all those considered like having benefit to Yisurah Hanoyah. If you help unload the goy's Yayin Nesach, you help unload the Yayin Nesach, and so the owner of the Yayin Nesach will be grateful to you, you're helping him. So why should you say that's the reason? Because you're having Hanoyah of Yayin Nesach. The also, afilu b'chinam, even for nothing, it's also to help a person with something that's also b'chinam, because he's grateful to you. It's like you're taking money for working on Yayin Nesach, and the gratitude that a man gives you for taking a Yayin Nesach off of his overloaded donkey, that gratitude is like having a loan from the Yayin Nesach. So what's more is kasha? What is kasha? What is Tzal Balei Chayim D'Araisa? So who cares if the animal is loaded with the Yayin Nesach? Still, you should help unload the animal because of the tzal of the animal. No, Tesis says, according to what we said before, this Tesis, that helping somebody with the Yayin Nesach, which also ba'anoyah, is considered as if you're getting anoyah. That's why it should be awesome. But say, what's the more kasha? Say it inside. Tesis has said above, if you're handing a goy something, it's also ba'anoyah. You shouldn't do it because you're having anoyah from his gratitude towards you. So you mean you're having anoyah from Yisurah Hanoyah? His grandson, he's on there. So what's the Gemara's kasha there? And Bobin Sia, what asks, if Sabal Haim Daraisa, even though the donkey is loaded with the INS, still you should help because the donkey is staggering under his load. And Sabal Haim Daraisa, so who cares if the INS, if it's the INS, you have to help unload the donkey. What's Gemara's kasha? Let's say you cannot do it because the owner of the INS is grateful to you. So you're having a noy from the INS, the gratitude. That's why it's awesome. Say it once more now. Tesh explains the Morris Kashi. We call Mokim still. Kivan, the Enomis, Kavan, Sheyaz, Ibetebe. There, his intention is not that the goy should be grateful to him. Omishum Tzal Barachayim. He's doing it only because of the animal. So even though the goy is grateful, we don't care. Choshev is considered kemol lo efshe, something is not possible to avoid. But lo kemecham, he had no intention for it. And here, when you give to a goy, something is also bound, you're giving it to him. Not because you have pity on the meat. You're giving away a piece of meat to eat. Why are you doing it? Doing a favor to the goy, so he's grateful to you. So you since you're doing it for the gratitude, that's also b'hanoyah. But now, when you want to unload the donkey, who cares if the owner of the INS is grateful to you? But you're not intending that. You're intending it to help the poor donkey. And therefore, it's called Loyav Shelo Kemechav, and it should be Mutar. The Shah is Mutar. That's Moritz Kasha. In our Gemara, when you're giving it to a goy to eat, something that's also Behar Noe, so he's grateful to you. So you mean you're doing it for gratitude. Why else are you doing it? You want the meat to be eaten up. You have pity on the meat. Your intention is to give him to eat the meat. It means to do a favor to him. So he'll be grateful to you for that favor. That's also Bahamaya. But here when you're taking off the bottles of Yayanessa from the back of the overloaded donkey, you're not doing it as a favor to the goy. You're doing it because it's all about the harm of the donkey. And the fact that the goy is grateful to you, that's called lo efshir lo kamacham. Something is impossible to avoid. You have no intention for ever smooth. Say that once more. In another times, when it says ein zoka glo, if the animal is loaded with the INS, you don't have to bother. It means even if the goy is not around, let's say you see the donkey is standing here. The goy went into the saloon to get a drink. And outside he parked his donkey, but the donkey is staggering under the load. So there, the goy won't be grateful. Doesn't see what you're doing. So why shouldn't you be zokuk to help unload a tzal balei chayim? That's the Gemara's kasha. And perceived even when the goy is not around. Still, it's also for you to unload the behemoth because it's yayin esach on it. Why should it be also? There's no gratitude to you. That's the Gemara's kasha. Again, inam. And Zoka Glory, the one that says, Masha means Afilu Shalom, if not, but he's not present. They mouthing them, he's not grateful to him. Still, they said you shouldn't unload it. So the question was, why not? If Saba Haimed that I say, why shouldn't you unload it? I say the whole taste is inside, just for practice. In the Gemara, 10 Shul is down. 10 Shul is down, the last word, shiny. 10 Shul is down from the top. The last word is shining. So the kasha was, if lo soichal means, according to Rabbi Abba Isa Hanoe, so why is it mutter to give Eva Menachai to a dog? Says to a goy you can, because it's not either, but to a dog you could. Why is it mutter? If lo soichal means Isa Hanoe. And for the Gemara, shani is different, Eva Menachai. The iskish ladan is compared to dam. Just like we'll soon see. So just like dam is muta bahamaya, the Torah teaches us eva mechai is also muta bahamaya. The sivrak chazak vevilti echol adam, you shouldn't eat dam, ki adam hu hanefesh. And it says lo sechol hanefesh im abosha. Right after this, it says lo sechol hanefesh im abosha. That's a pasuk eva mechai. So the Torah is comparing Eva Melachai to Dam. And that's the case. So just like Dam is Muta Bahanoi, like we learned above, Allah Shishpahena Kemayim, therefore also Eva Melachai is Muta Bahanoi. Say that little piece. According to Chizkiah, who says that only lo ye ochel means Isa Hanoyah, but lo sechal does not imply Isa Hanoyah. So lo sechal aneve shema boser, eve ma'achai, already tells us only eating is osher, but not Isa Hanoyah. So the ma'ai hilchah se iskish eve ma'achai adam. For what purpose did the Torah have to compare eve ma'achai adam? For the purpose of making mutar ba'anoyah, not necessary. But according to Chizkiah, lo sechal means only achila, not anoyah. Omar, he will answer to you, is other way around. Not Eivim Achai is compared to Dam. Dam, who the Iskis Eivim Achai. Dam is compared to Eivim Achai for a certain purpose. As follows. Ma Eivim Achai. Also, whatever the Isha is, Eivim Achai is also, Avdam and Achai is also. I might think Dam and Achai is no Isha at all. He says, no, it's also. Beze means not also. This we know, Dam is also. We don't need a pasuk. We don't need this hekesh to tell us. It means this. Just like Eva Rachai is also with its Isha that the Torah put on it, Allah. So Dam and Achai has the full Isha of Dam. With that, it's the Isha of Kares. He's learning just like Eva Rachai has the full Isha. Whatever it is, it's allowed. So Dam and Achai has its full Isha, the full Isha of Dam, which is Kores. You might think Dam is Kores in other cases, Kores in this case. I'll explain what cases it means. Be'ezeh, what kind of Dam is he talking about? Zeh Dam, HaKores, it's Dam of a wound. HaKores means a bloodletting, a wound. She'anefesh Yerutzobo, that the life goes out with that dam. That's either a dam shchita, the first dam of the shchita, or the dam of a wound by which the animal is dying. Now the dam that comes later is not called dam hanefesh, and is only alav. But the dam hanefesh is kares. And that's why this pasuk, it says, nefesh, ki adam hu hanefesh, which is kares. He wants to let us know that the dam, that the nefesh yotzavoy, has a full din of dam and is high of koras, just like the eved menachai, it has its isha, whatever it is, alav. So this dam hanefesh has its full isha. What is it? Koras. That's what he's telling you. Dam hanefesh is high of koras for somebody eats it. So now not learning Eva Menachai from Dam, like Abohu learns. If Abohu learns to say that Dam is Mutar Ba'anoe, then Eva Menachai is also Mutar Ba'anoe. Chizkiah doesn't need that. But according to Chizkiah, Lo Soichal Anevish Abohu doesn't include Isa Hanoe at all. So the Hekish comes for another purpose, to tell us that Dam, we learn from Eva Menachai, that Dam Anevish has its full din of Dam, is Hayav Kos, say it. Now the purpose of this limit is as follows. I might think the only dam that's kares is dam shchita. But dam from a wound from which the behemoth is going to die, where the blood comes out from a dam from a wound, I might say there's something else because that wound doesn't accomplish any shchita. So maybe there's no kares in that dam on nefesh. Again, I might think, when is there kares for dam on nefesh? If it's dam hanefesh of shchita, but dam hanefesh of hakor, that's a wound. I would say that's not called the kind of dam which is kores. She says no. Just like we say by Eivim Achai, it's a full-fledged isha, whatever the isha is. So dam hanefesh is a full-fledged isha, whatever the isha is. What's a full-fledged isha dam? Kores. Even if it's not dam shchita, any dam hanefesh, even dam of a wound, is kores. A sheir that has to be put to death if it killed a man. The Torah says, "Lo yoichal, lo yeochel es besoy." Now that's an expression that both Rabbi Abo and Chizkiah both agree It should mean Isha Hanoe. Lo ye ochel. At time you learn in the Barais, it may mash me shenema. But the meaning when it says sokol, you sokol asher. You have to kill the sher. Eine yodea shirvet. Don't I know that it's an avela? If you kill it, it's an avela. On the avela, it's asura ba'achila. So ma ta'am avein, why did the Torah say lo ye ochel? You shouldn't eat it. You have to kill it. Sure you can't eat it. You have to throw it off a high place and it's smashed like skillet. Certainly it's an avela, you can't eat it. So why does the Torah have to say lo ye ochel? Magi l'ha kosim, because the Torah wants to tell you that even shishkotei achashenig v'adin, after the Bezdin passed sentence on the sheh, they have to be put to death. But they didn't give him skila yet. If they went and shech the sheh with a knife, kedin, it's also that's what he's telling us. That's a chiddush. Lo yochel comes to say, lo yeshech them after gemar din, it's also also. That's why I said lo yochel. Now, ain't that only no elav be'achila, that is also. But behanoya, meaning how do I know that this sheh is also behanoya? Sheh nishkul. Talmud Lema Ubal Asher Noki. Only the Asher is Noki. Noki means he comes clean. What does it mean he comes clean? What does it tell us? It means that it's Osir Bahanoya. My Mashmi, how does it seem that the word Noki means that Osir Bahanoya? Shema Ben Zayim Oime, Akolim Shema Lachim. A man said to his fellow man, let's say he was betting on a horse, and the horse came in last. He says, I'm now unclean. He says, his pockets are empty. He lost all his money. Yotzov plainly, no came in the chos. He went out clean from his property. We have no benefit from his property at all. I lost everything he has. So he said, Baal Asher Noki, that expression comes to be Meramis, it's also Bahanoi. So we see from the Torah that we have to have a limit that is also Bahanoi. Although it says, Lo Yeochel. That's a big kash already on both Chizk and Rabbi Abo, because according to them, he went any other further limit. The word lo yochel alone should mean it's also banoi. Time, what's the reason it's also banoi? To see Baal Asher Noki. But the im lo yochel is lachila mashma. It seems lo yochel alone, it would only mean is lachila. Is hanoi lo mashma. It's the kasha both Chizkin and Rababo would say lo yochel means is hanoi too. And what do you need in the extra psukim, the Noki, to tell us is hanoi? Say that. Abohu had said, wherever there's expression lo soiflu or lo yoichal, it means not only Isa achila, but also Isa hanoi. Chizkiah disagrees. He said it means only Isa achila. But when the Torah says lo ye ochel, then he agrees it means both Isa achila and hanoi. Simura Asakashi, we learned that by a shea that killed a man, lo ye ochel es bisoro. And the Gemara comes, and that Baraisa comes to say also that it's also Bahanoi. Bala Asher Noki means it's also Bahanoi. So the question is on both of them, on Chizk and Radabo. It says lo ye ochel. Everybody agrees. That means anoye as well as achila. So why do they have to have Baal Asher Noki to say it's also Bahanoe? Say with the kasha. So the kasha is on both Chizk and Rabbi Abo. They both agree that lo ye ochel surely means Isa achil, Isa hanoye. So why does the Baisa have to say Baal Asher Noki to learn Isa Hanoi? And lo ilam lo ye ochel Isa Achil Isa Hanoi Mashma. This everybody agrees. And Baal Asher Noki, we do not need to tell us Isa Hanoi. But why do I need Baal Asher Noki? Le Hanoas Eri Huda Ose. It comes to say you cannot have Hanoi from the skin. That's already something else. I would say the Shoya itself. Lo ye ochel es besorei. Bosa is certainly also b'hanoi, because lo ye ochel, everybody agrees, means hanoi plus achil. But if it's not bosa, oil is not bosa, how would I know? If we need Rav Asher Anoki to say that the skin is also awesome. First say that to us, your neighbors. Isa needs to tell us that, because Saul Kedatamim would enter their mind to say, Lo Yeochel es Besoreksi. Besore means the meat. Besore ain't the meat, yes. Oyle lo, but the skin is not also. Komash malon, the Balashe Anoki, even the skin is also. Anoki means he's clean, he loses everything, even the skin. But according to other Tanoim, in Mesitta Barakamim, the Mapkile, they use up, like all this Pusik, or Barashi Anoki, the Drosha Achrine, the other Droshas. Chatsi Kefer, they say, if the Shea, when it's a Tam, killed a man, only is part of him paying, a Mu'ud has to pay Kefer for the dead man. But a Tam, is put even when half kefir doesn't pay any kefir at all. That's one way of learning Baal Asher Anoki. He's innocent from paying for kefir. And another pshat, the Mabel Otis, if the sheriff hit a woman who was pregnant and she lost the child that she was carrying, the Mabel Otis. If a man had hit a woman, he'd have to pay for the Mabel Otis, but the sheriff doesn't. So therefore, we have other uses for Baal Asher Anoki. So therefore, Hanoas Oire Minolo, how do they know that the Hanoi of the skin is also? Since you say Besore comes to mean only the Basa is also. Lo Yehol is Besore. But the Oire, I would think, is Muta. So you need a Pasik. Baal Asher Anoki said that Oire is also also. But if Baal Asher Anoki is used for other Droshes, Noki Mehatze Kefa, Noki Mehnevodis, so how do I know that the Oire is also Bahanoi? And for Nafkulu, they derive it from Es Besori, the word Es. Es means with. With Besori. Es HaTofel, the Besori was connected to the Besori. So therefore, they learn from Es, Lo Yeochel, you can't have Anoya, not only from the Besori, Es Besori, whatever is with the Besori, means the skin. The Eder, and the one who learns from Noki, Baal Asher Noki, that the skin is Asher. What does he do with the S? S is superfluous. He said, S lo dash. He belongs to those who don't dash an S, like we'll soon see. So therefore it's as follows. We started out with the Tana said, Baal Asher Anoki says, also to have anoya. And you want to explain, it doesn't mean to have anoya. That we know from Lo Yeochel, it's also to have anoya. Baal Asher Anoki comes to say, Anoas oiroi, the skin is also to have anoya. And according to the Tanoim of Avakam, who used Baal Asher Anoki for Chatzi Kefer, or the Mabel Otis, so how do they know that the Oyer is also Banoi from Es Besori? But our Tana here, who learns the Isa Hanoi by Oyer from Baal Asher Anoki, what does it do with the Es? To my answer, he does nothing with the Es, like the following Tanoim, we do not douse in the Es, say that. Now he quotes the example of a Tana who does not douse in Es. To the Tanya. Shimon who am saying it, a certain place. Almost I'm saying a chemi am saying it. That's the old Tanya. And the question who it was, whether Shimon or the chemi. Old Tanya. For your Deutsch called S in Shabbatah, made it a principle to dash in every S in the Torah, which was a very big undertaking. And he had many halachas that he added because of the drushes that he derived from the S. Kibin Shihigi, when he came to the Pasuk, Es Hashem Alokechotir, you should fear Hashem. And this S, according to this, would mean you should fear something beside Hashem. Pirish, he abstained. He said no more. I'm wrong to dash an S. You can't fear anything with Hashem. Omolo Talmido, Rebbe. You can't just back out of this S. Once you say S doesn't mean anything, so call S in Shedarasht, all the S in Shedarasht, Mat Hey Alem will be with them. You built up so many halachas, and anybody that learns knows that no halacha is independent. It's intertwined with Kol HaTeah Kula complications. So the whole billion of Teah was built on these drashes of S. So it means you need to say that all your life you had wasted your efforts. Amarim said to them, Kishem Shikibalti Sochar al Adrish, just like I received a reward. When I used a darshan this, Kahari Mekabel Sochar al Adrish, so I will receive a reward for abstaining. It means, since it's so difficult for me to give up all the achievements that I accomplished all my life by darshaning yes, and still I do it because of the principle that you can't add anything to fear of Hashem. So I'm going to get reward in proportion to the difficulty. So I'm going to get the same reward for abstaining as I got all my life for dousing this. And that's how it stood. Sheboh Rav Akiva. Akiva came in a later generation, the Dorash, and he said, why not? As Hashem Elokech Hatir, whom do you have to fear with Hashem? The Rav is to add Talmidei Chachamim. Now this, the Chemi Rav Sene didn't have the boldness to say. Rav Akiva is bold enough to say such a thing. You should fear Talmidei Chachamim. Of course, the intention is, because of the fear of Hashem, you have to fear them. However, even this, the Chemi Rav Sene wasn't ready to say. And he preferred to give up his system of Darshan S. Now from here, it might seem that when Rav Akiva came, so everybody now agreed that you should Darshan every S. But from the previous Gemara we see that there still remains some Tanoim who followed in Ashita not to Darshan S. And therefore he needed Baal HaSher Anoki to say that it's possible to have Anoya from the Oya. And he didn't darshan from S. So you see that even after Rabbi Akiva came, because this is much later, the Baraisa, still, there are Tanoim who persisted in refusing to darshan the S. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.